Well, record temperatures are continuing. We tied the record high yesterday of 87. Today's is a little bit lower, just 85. We should easily manage to hit that temperature. And then the question becomes, will we make it all the way to the all-time February record high of 89, or will we surpass it and hit 90 degrees? It would be the earliest that we've ever recorded 90 degrees in Jacksonville. And that goes back to 1871. Speaking of which, we're now in the top 12 for the warmest Februaries on record. Mentioned yesterday that we're nearing the top 10, but I've combined the numbers now that will take us all the way back to 1871, even though the thermometer technically has moved during that period. It was moved to the International Airport back in the mid-20th century, but I'm combining it, taking us all the way back to 1871, giving us a longer statistical track of temperatures in Jacksonville, and it would still rank as the 12th warmest now, and we're steadily going up the ladder. We're going to rival the warmest on record that occurred 5 years ago in 2018 by the time we get to Tuesday, the last day of the month. Until then, there is very little change. Temperatures soaring to between 85 and 90 degrees each day through Monday. Little or no rain at all. Wildfire danger increasing. The oak pollen going through the roof, but nice otherwise. There will be a little subtle wind shift on Saturday out of the southeast, and that will allow slightly cooler temperatures to make it at least to the beaches and likely inland for at least a few miles. So that's one day where we come down slightly, but not much, and then back up for Sunday and Monday. And every once in a while, we might get a little sea fog. We had one of those situations yesterday to drop the temperatures at some of the beaches very quickly all of a sudden. When the sea fog moved through, then it cleared out and the temperatures went back up. Water temperatures are still only in the low 60s. You get a little bit of a sea breeze and you can get that sea fog to develop. So that's not out of the question. But otherwise, it's each day starting out with a mix of clouds and fog, tendency to go kind of overcast for an hour or two right after sunrise, and then the sun breaks out and the temperatures soar from there, and just don't really see any change through the weekend. Records today is 85, as I mentioned, set in 1962. We should easily break that. Tomorrow's record high, 88 in 1962. Saturday's record high, 87 in 2022, just last year. Sunday's record high, 88, set in 1962. And Monday's record high, 86, also set in 1962. In fact, a lot of these records we're breaking here late in February were from 1962, another very warm month in Jacksonville. And we'll continue with that streak or number of 80-degree days for February, going for the tying the record at least on Monday would be the 16th. Last time that was done was in 2018. And also in the nighttime sky, something cool to look at, Jupiter and Venus with the crescent moon. There have been some beautiful pictures. I've posted those at Mike First Alert on my Facebook fan page and Twitter and Instagram, and I'll also be posting it in the Burrish blog. With all your weather all the time, stay cool. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.